Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here again, back in harness, with the second part of Swing Time today, Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2024. And my thanks to colleague John Yule for the first part of today's show, and also for doing a double shift at the Coalface last week in my absence. Thanks, John. My opening track was a group led by American tenor player Hal Cornbread Singer, but otherwise the performance was a British affair. The tune was That's the One, as I said, by Hal Cornbread Singer, and his accompanying musicians were Mike Carr, organ, piano and electric piano, Jim Mullen on guitar, Harold Smith drums, and it was recorded at the Point Studio in London in June 1981. That's the One from Hal Cornbread Singer. As I mentioned, that was recorded in London by GSP label boss John Steadman at a time when American star jazz performers were appearing in Britain on a very regular basis. For example, in the month of March, and this was in the 70s or 80s, Hurlfield Jazz at the Leadmill, Sheffield, presented on the 5th the George Russell Big Band, on the 12th, Britisher Dick Hextall Smith, on the 19th, Bertice Redding, a soul singer, and on Wednesday the 25th of March, Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Truly, the phrase halcyon days surely covers that period. My absence last week prevented me from presenting some further comments on some further jazz aspects of this year's prom concerts. In addition to the earlier tributes to Sarah Vaughan, that's in her centenary year, remember, the prom performance of Thursday, the 15th of August, also had a jazz influence. There were three distinct parts to the concert. Anthony Braxton, alongside the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, performed his own composition, number 27. The Scots included a further selection of four Ellington pieces. This included a composition which Ellington first called Harmony Blues. We know it better as Mood Indigo. Thank you. That version of Moon Indigo was taken from the Ellington album The Popular Duke Ellington, and the low register clarinet playing, or clarinet player, was Russell Procope. An excellent recording, I thought that. Probably the third section of the prom concert was the most interesting to many jazz fans, and it was the performance of a Mary Lou Williams suite, which was called the Zodiac Suite. Miss Williams started composing this body of music in 1944, and the suite was based upon Signs of the Zodiac, but also incorporating some of the of Mary Lou Williams's friend, musical friends who were born in the appropriate month. On the 31st of December 1945, the suite was presented at the Town Hall in New York by with Mary Lou Williams and a small chamber orchestra. And some of Miss Williams' musical friends were also in attendance. That concert was recorded, and I'm going to play a couple of selections from that recording. First is Virgo, obviously one of the signs of the Zodiac. And alongside Mary Lou, we hear Irving Mouse Randolph on trumpet, Mary Lou on piano, Al Hall bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. I regret I'm unable to tell you the name of the Unknown Symphony Orchestra. And this was recorded in New York on the 31st of December 1945. First of all, Virgo. Thank you. At the conclusion of the playing of the 12 movements of the Zodiac Suite, the rest of the concert was taken up by solo or trio performances of some of Mary Lou's most popular recorded pieces. One of these was the important piece that she composed for Benny Goodman, Roland. And in this instance, the trio was augmented by further jazz musicians. So the lineup for Roland at the concert was Irving Mouse Randolph again on trumpet, Henderson Chambers trombone, Ed Hall clarinet, possibly Eddie Bearfield on second clarinet, Ben Webster tenor, Mary Lou on piano, Al Hall bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Again, this was recorded at the same concert, New York Town Hall, on the 31st of December 1945. Roland.
Thank you.
The Zodiac Suite in the Town Hall concert at Town Hall in New York City on the 31st of December 1945. And I believe that the prom concert I mentioned, which was Saturday the 15th of August, was the very first time that the Zodiac Suite had been performed in the UK. And I'm not aware of a regular performance of the music in the States either. So a bit of a historical look at some of Mary Lou Williams' rather more unusual work. For most of the rest of my programme today, I'm going to play some new reissues which have appeared in the last couple of months. The excellent contemporary label, Art, or their album of Art Pepper and the Art Pepper 11 Plus, is the first of the really excellent albums that introduced Art Pepper at a very difficult form of his life. When it was first issued, the record was awarded 5 stars in downbeat reviews, and over the years has maintained this elevated position, and I'm delighted to play it today. One of the major parts of the performance is the contribution, certainly in arrangement and conducting, by one of my favourite composers and arrangers, Marty Paich. But there were some sterling names in this session, which was on the 28th of March 1959. Along with Art Pepper on clarinet, unusually in this instance, we have Al Postino and Jack Sheldon trumpets, Dick Nash trombone, Bob Ennivolson on valve trombone and tenor, Vince DeRosa French horn. We also have Bud Shank alto, Bill Perkins on tenor, Med Florey on baritone, and some superb, excellent pianists, piano playing from pianist Russ Freeman. Joe Mondragon is the bass player, Mel Lewis is on drums. It was recorded in the Contemporary Studios in Los Angeles on the 28th of March 1959, and it is the piece composed by jointly Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, Anthropology. And I omit it to say, Marty Paich, arranger and conductor, Anthropology. Thank you. album Art Pepper Plus 11. And that is now available on 12-inch vinyl, number Wax Time 771805. Earlier in this half of the programme, we heard the Ellington Orchestra in full flow with a version of Mood Indigo. Ellington also features in this batch of new reissues. The album Money Jungle was notable for the fact that Ellington's accompanists here were musicians from the generation really after Ellington, namely Charles Mingus and Max Roach. Certainly, there were problems in this well-documented recording when the record was cut, but the Duke was able to smooth over these problems when they occurred. This is now available again, also on 12-inch vinyl, and you can find this on 20th Century Masterworks 350262. Here is the title track, Money Jungle, and it was recorded by sound makers in New York City on the 17th of September 1962. Money Jungle. Money Jungle, the title track from the reissued Duke Ellington disc. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcast here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates, your presenter for this second hour. The idea for the tune on the next reissue came to Dave Brubeck during his 1958 tour, which embraced 80 concerts in 13 countries. The resultant album was called Impressions of Eurasia, a combination of Europe and Asia, of course. And the European location I've selected is a rather Baroque approach for Dave Brubeck to his music. It's Brandenburg Gate. The piece, in fact, was picked up later in the Brubeck discography, and a number of variants were made, and we might have a look at that on future occasions. On this occasion, the record is coupled with another Brubeck presentation, which kind of pulled together pieces of music which related to the southern states of America, and it was called Gone with the Wind. However, this is Brandenburg Gate, recorded probably on the 25th of July 1958, but some authorities have indicated that this particular track was actually recorded during this marathon session of concerts in Warsaw in Poland at a rather earlier time. You will recognise Paul Desmond alto, Dave Brubeck piano, Joe Benjamin bass and Joe Morello on drums. Brandenburg Gate. Thank you. Brandenburg Gate by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. I do hope you've enjoyed this review of new releases, and there will be further new records next week, including the historical important Fletcher Henderson story. Thank you for joining John and I today on Swing Time. We hope that you can join us next week as well. For reasons which are not important here, I was obliged during the last fortnight to get involved with Alice in Wonderland. This brought to mind the following we're about to hear, Stan Getz disc. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.